Penguin Random House Audio presents On Desperate Ground, The Marines at the Reservoir, The Korean War's Greatest Battle, by Hampton Sides. Read for you by David Pitu. Sun Tzu says that in battle, there are nine kinds of situations, nine kinds of ground. The final and most distressing type is a situation in which one's army can be saved from destruction only by fighting without delay. It is a place with no shelter and no possibility of easy retreat. If met by the enemy, an army has no alternative but to surrender or fight its way out of its predicament. Sun Tzu calls this desperate ground. Prologue. Morning calm. In the misting rain, they pressed against the metal skins of their boats and peeked over the gunwales for a glimpse of the shores they were about to attack. Some 13,000 men of the 1st Marine Division, the spearhead of the invasion, had clambered down from the ships on swinging nets of rope and then had crammed themselves into a motley flotilla of craft that now wallowed and bobbed in the channel. Several of the rusty old hulks, having been commandeered from Japanese trawlermen, smelled of sour urine and rotten fish heads. The Marines, many of them green from seasickness, saw the outlines of the charred foothills that rose above the port and caught the scent of the brackish marshes and the slime of the mudflats. Corsairs, bent-winged like swallows, dove over the city, dropping 1,000-pound bombs and sending 5-inch rockets deep.